For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers, welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. We are at Hoop Ball Gaming on Twitter as a show, and at Hoop Ball Tweets as the mothership, the umbrella, if you will, if you like Resident Evil. Hoop-ball.com is the reason that we are here as a show. Make sure to check out the Hoop Ball 360 and the premium content, as well as the Wager Pass, the Brew 150 player rankings for fantasy basketball. All award-winning content. We're doing really, really great right now in the college football and NFL sector. So come join the team. We'd love to have you on. There's forums on there that you can just be a part of as well. Nothing, you know, for premium. You can just sign up for a newsletter. It's just a great community to be a part of, especially during the basketball season that's about to be upon us very soon. And then the show's sponsor is Manscaped.com. Use HoopBall20 as your promo code, HOOPBALL20. And you'll get free shipping and 20% off of your purchase that you go with. I would recommend the brand new Lawnmower 3.0, fully waterproof, resistant electronic technology. They've got other great stuff as far as balms and oils and beard treatment products. Check them out. Use the promo code. Let them know that we sent you. Going to have a little more condensed show today. It's going to be football heavy, but we are going to go a little more faster than normal. Got a teething and 6-month shots baby in the house. So we are going to move through this thing a little more swiftly, guys. And if you can't understand that, then, you know, that's on you. Joking aside, we're going to talk some games and we're going to get into some analysis. And we're going to also have some fun. So tonight we actually have a really good card. There's 4 games. I'm going to talk about 3 of them just for the simple fact that the 4th game is really tough for me to read. And I'll get that one out of the way. That's Air Force in New Mexico. Air Force will probably roll in this one, but I don't know. It's a service academy. And then UAB and UTEP was canceled. We did have 5 cards set for this Friday, but the 3 games that we're going to talk about, I'm going to start with Syracuse and Louisville. I'm shrinking the game down. I'm going to take a little different approach, and I'm going to do the first half total over 29.5. And that's going to be 1.5 units on that play. Louisville gained nearly 3 more yards per play than the Cuse offense. And then also the Orange, you know, they do sit at 2.1 takeaways per game. I think a lot of that might be luck and the way the ball is bouncing. But Louisville has a tendency to turn the ball over from time to time. Even though the Syracuse defense creates all these turnovers, their offense is still one of the most inefficient offenses in all of college football. So I'm looking for Louisville to drive this first half total up. You know, Syracuse allows their opponents to run 82.4 plays per game, and there's usually a decent amount of points scored within the contests that feature these two teams. So look for turnovers to lead to points early in the first half. UMass at Florida Atlantic total. I locked it in at 50.5. I'm going to be going under. You can get 51 in certain shops depending on where you shop. Hopefully it's with our other sponsor, MyBookie. I'll get back to them and do their read a little later in the show. But if you know the show, then you know about MyBookie. 50.5, like I said, I'm looking at the under. First of all, there's no way that this UMass football team is going to score more than 12 points on this Owls defense. UMass is one of the worst, and if I think they're about the third worst in the country in just about every metric possible. And for this total to go over, Florida Atlantic's going to have to score 48 points themselves. It's very possible. The Minutemen offer almost zero resistance, but Florida Atlantic doesn't play that kind of offense, and they do have their significant struggles on offense within the efficiency department. So I expect poor execution and not too many points. I'm looking at under 51. I'd take it, to 50. I wouldn't want to go under 50. But 51, 50.5, whatever you can get. I really like that. And then I've already talked about this game, but I'm going to reiterate the pick because it's shifted a little bit. There's some quarterback questionable tags that were placed that are shifting the market on this game. But Purdue getting 2.5 on the road at Minnesota. It's down to 1 now, and I think that's because, you know, the market and the bettors are starting to catch on to what was going on with the quarterback situation. Aiden O'Donnell was supposed to start all week. It looks like he was questionable, and he still is right now, and he is the one swinging the market right now. Other backup quarterback, I can't remember his name, is still very serviceable. I still really like everything as far as the offensive scheme advantage for Purdue against this Minnesota defense, who is terrible. And I like the fact that we're going to see a good amount of points. And I will make sure to check the status of said quarterback before I get off this show and confirm exactly what it was that I was going to talk about with him and his injury. So, let me see. All right. Little fun pizza money parlay thing we can do is the fact that we have games with pretty obvious sides that should win all of them. So the way I'm looking at tonight, and I'm going to throw a little four-way parlay together, and that's with Florida Atlantic. And these are all money lines, and they're all going to be juiced. So, you know, don't tell me something I don't know or do know. I'm looking at Purdue, Marole Louisville, Florida Atlantic, Air Force. New Mexico was just really terrible. And, so I'm thinking that. And now, I think that does it for Friday night. Yeah. Make sure to check the wager pass to see what all plays are in there. I talked about a good amount of plays just now. But, you know, you never know what extras and other goodies might be in there. Some Saturday games I'm going to run through real quick, real briefly. But before I do, I want to talk about MyBookie.ag, the other great sponsor for this show. Use HoopBall as your promo code, HOOPBALL. You're going to get a free 100% initial deposit bonus. You're going to get awesome customer service and a diversified portfolio as far as games and things that you can do and bets you can place on their platform. Don't forget to let them know that we sent you. Go over to mybookie.ag. Hoopball is your promo code. Mybookie.ag. You bet, win, get paid. All right, so we have a top 10 showdown.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Ten. Number 9, Indiana, getting 20.5 points on the road at Ohio State. Number 3, Ohio State. Noon kick, Saturday. Noon Eastern. I can understand the general market still holding on to the notion that Indiana shouldn't have and didn't win against Penn State, but look at the results since. Penn State is still without a win. They were a top 10 team whenever they lost to Indiana. Indiana was not ranked. Indiana is now undefeated. So nonetheless, like I said, they're number 9. They're undefeated. They're getting 20.5 points from Ohio State. That's a lot of points. It's a lot of points. Indiana matches up against Ohio State in a few compartments, a good amount of departments. And, if they do things that they need to correctly, they need to play real crisp all night, and specifically on third down defense, or I'm sorry, offense. One thing they need to continue to do well is holding opponents' red zone scoring percentage numbers down. They are at 44.44% for their opponents in the red zone this year. So that's a pretty good number. And on the meantime, Ohio State's rendering 90.91%. So they got to take advantage of when they get in the red zone. But, there's some things that stuck out to me and glared to me that made me think that 20 points was way too much. So 20 is my number. I won't go under it. Not really a big fan of going under that, key number. For me, 20 is a good key number. 19.5 gets a little weird. So my one unit bet on this is Indiana plus 20.5. All right. App State, Coastal Carolina. I've already talked about this game a little bit, but I want to talk a little more about it. I want to just reiterate the fact that how much I like Coastal Carolina. They're ranked 15th right now, undefeated. They're 5-point home favorites. I think it's dropped down to 4.5 in some shops. But this Coastal Carolina team features a phenomenal defense, a really good defense. Appalachian State also has a really good defense. So this game is going to be very, very hard fought on both sides of the ball, both sides of the field. I think you're going to see a really entertaining game. Over-under set at 48. I like the under. I'm leaning it. It's not an official play just because of these defenses. This is a premier, you know, Sun Belt, Fun Belt showdown. It's going to be a great matchup. But all things said and done, Coastal Carolina's team's a bit more balanced and well-rounded, and I'm looking for them to figure out how they use their running backs. They have a lot of guys in the backfield, but Maribel, the senior, he can do it all. And I think they're going to have success with their run game. Grayson McCall, their quarterback, can run it as well, and he runs it very efficiently. They get great grades as far as line play and line yards. And then, you know, their defense, like I said, I'm looking for them to lock in. They're going to have to very, be very aggressive in the sense of shutting this App State offense down, because it can get rolling and it can get scary, but they're just not as complete as Coastal Carolina. And they have a little more deficiencies on the defensive side of the ball as well. Two very evenly ranked teams, but give me all the way up to 6.5 for Coastal Carolina. I wouldn't put two possessions past them. So one last game and then I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to talk about Kansas State and Iowa State, Big 12 showdown. K-State's quarterback, Will Howard, right now, he's accountable and responsible for 8 turnovers. And this Kansas State team's going on the road, getting 11 points over double digits, obviously, there, which when they are a double-digit dog, K-State's 2-0 on the season, straight up. They beat OU in Norman, and then they beat West Virginia in Morgantown. Iowa State's ranked number 17, Ames, Iowa. It's also another scary place to go to in the Big 12. I don't think K-State's going to be too fearful about that, though. The last three games, they've been very competitive in the turnover margin department, playing a little bit better in that sense. They did just get really beat up by I can't remember who they just played. I want to say it was TCU. Maybe it was TCU. I could be wrong. No, I'm definitely wrong. But they lost to someone by, you know, a good 15 points here recently. But nonetheless, they have the pieces in place to be competitive against Iowa State and even beat them. I'm not saying that they're going to beat them in this game. I just like that 11 points. And one thing they need to focus on is taking advantage of Iowa State's turnover proneness. They give the ball away 1.6 times per game, almost 2 a game. Iowa State runs the ball very well, though, at 5.7 yards per rush behind their 1,000-yard rusher back in Breece Hall. Kansas State's going to have to contain him. They're going to have to contain the run explosiveness, and they're going to have to finish the drives, their drives on the offensive side of the ball when they get past the opponent's 40-yard line. Deuce Vaughn in the backfield is going to be huge for them. If he can't get the ball running, he's going to be able to be, you know, a gadget back and, you know, probably have a good 6-7 catches. He's a big play waiting to happen at all times. He could average 20-30 yards a catch, specifically with Iowa State's pressure looks. But I believe the pass defense is just as good for the Wildcats as it is the Cyclones. So it's going to be a pretty even matchup, in my opinion. Kansas State, you know, they're just kind of getting a little discredited here. And I think they just match up really well against Iowa State. I'm familiar with Big 12 football, and I enjoy it. So look for that game to be exciting and maybe for an upset. Maybe. I'm not saying anything as far as yes or no, but I think they could do it just based off matchup. They're not scared of going on the road. And they're one of the best spread teams in all of college football this season, right up there with Arkansas, who just lost their first spread game last week against Florida. So, anyways, that's going to wrap it up for the college football. NFL, be on the lookout for that a little more through the weekend as the lines and the injuries and lineups kind of go final. Like I said, this was a hoop-ball.com presentation. Find us over there, find our work, our articles, our best bets. You can check out the Fantasy Pass and the DFS Pass. Find some content that fits your needs. join a league. We have a bunch of hoopball fantasy leagues starting up, free and paid. So whatever you want to do, if you're experienced, inexperienced, you can. It's a great way to learn, and everyone's friendly. So you're going to be able to get some in-depth looks at how we all win over here. So yeah, check that stuff out. Make sure you use those promo codes with Manscaped and mybookie.ag. Let us know if you have any questions, criticisms, concerns. I am sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. Make sure you have a great Friday. Best of luck with whatever you tail. And here's to the weekend.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.